The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The word of God be in my mind, my lips, in my heart. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us, and do not subject us to the final test.'" And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, to him the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish? Or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If then you, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
I don't know about you, but I find prayer hard. Reciting a prayer, that's not hard. I can do that all day long. Just give me the words, I can read them out loud. But sustaining a life of prayer, that give and take, speaking, and even more, the listening, I find difficult. It is hard to be persistent in prayer because there are so many distractions in our lives, you know, both internally and externally. And that's the situation, the human situation that Jesus speaks to. Jesus suggests a number of obstacles to faithful prayer. The biggest is probably the temptation to think that God isn't overly interested in us or in our needs. God has more important things to worry about than little old me. I don't want to bother God. I don't want to bother God because I'm not holy enough. Which really means, how could he possibly love me? I don't want to annoy God. I'm afraid of him and don't want to make him angry. I don't want to bother God because he may not answer my prayer the way I want. I don't want to be embarrassed by asking for something too big. Or I don't want to go out on a limb because God, he doesn't answer prayers anyway. I know the answer to my prayer, and I just don't want to hear it. The stories that Jesus shares with us today point to the heart of the matter. The heart of the matter is faith. what he tells us about banging on God's door or trusting that God is not going to hand over a scorpion to us, or about faith. Believing in, trusting in, a God who is very different from ourselves. Far too often, we project ourselves onto God. We project our own worries, concerns, our disposition, our attitudes, our self-centeredness. And the thinking goes, well, this is how I would respond. This is how I would react if I was faced with something, someone like myself. God must be the same way. We tend to forget that everything that is good about ourselves comes from God. And God is, as John tells us, love. Jesus teaches us about a loving Father that is concerned for all his children, all of them. He's not waiting for the gotcha moment. He's not just salivating, waiting for us so that he could hand over a snake instead of a fish, or a scorpion instead of an egg. God loves us, desires us, cherishes us. He's our biggest cheerleader. He wants the best for us. He draws us close, walks with us in the good times and in our struggles, celebrates with us in our joys, stands beside us, encouraging, strengthening us in the passions, in the sufferings, sufferings which he didn't even spare his only son. God invites us. He invites us to trust in him. He invites us to confide in him. He invites us to abide